Hello, and welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This is Shane Bolton, and this week I'm going to talk with Seth Root, who is the editor-in-chief of the Broadside newspaper. Here you go. Okay, welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This week we have Seth Root, and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Shane. It's glad to be here.
Yeah, so how long have you worked for the Broadside?
So I worked for the Broadside since last spring term, so almost just about a year.
Okay, and then what's your role on the team for the Broadside?
So I'm the editor-in-chief of the Broadside. I was the former opinion and news editor of the Broadside, and then in the summer I got promoted to the big chair. So that's what I am right now.
And what do you do with that job, being the head of everything?
Well, you know, I check and make sure that everybody is doing their stories, seeing if they need any help from me as far as who they should connect to get their stories done. I also do editing, so I make sure that everything is grammatically correct and it's kind of by the AP book. So that's what I do on occasion. And I also do the Broadside newsletter that comes out every Monday. Those are kind of what mm-hmm. I do on a day-to-day basis.
And then what's your favorite part about working for the Broadside?
Well, I certainly enjoy writing stuff. It's fun to talk to people who have very interesting lives. For instance, I did a sort of story on Ken Rutgers, who was a former football player, NFL football player. And
yeah, he works at the college, right?
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. He works mm-hmm. at a college. He's a sociology professor, and he's a great guy. Very, you know, just full of life, and has a booming laughter. And anyway, through the course of having a conversation with him, we became fast friends. And every once in a while, like for instance, if I'm watching the Super Bowl, I'm asking, you know, who he's going for and why and stuff. And so I just love having those kind of conversations, and then it can be, you know, a fast friendship, you know, and so it's awesome to do that.
Okay, that's cool. So your most recent story is A Different Approach to Math with Professor Sean Rule. So how did you come up with that article, and what did you enjoy about that article?
Yeah, so Sean Rule is a math professor. He does, I think, Math 98 and Math 105. And I think he also does Math 244 and 245. And the reason why I did this article is because I took Math 98, and I was one of those people that had some math anxiety due to a disability of mine. I'm deaf in one ear. So I was really worried about how I would do in the class. And Sean Rule, Professor Rule, did a great job at getting my anxiety to go away and to some degree. And I knew if I felt this kind of anxiety, I think a lot of other people also feel this type of anxiety about math. And so I just went to Professor Rule and said, hey, I would like to do a story on you and talk about this math anxiety and how you approach math and why it's so successful. So that's why I did the piece.
And then that's cool. That's nice. Yeah, I have some anxiety with math. I'm trying not to take any math classes online because I feel like I wouldn't do as good. But hopefully we have classes in person next year so I can do math then. But so what made you get into journalism?
So what made me get into journalism is, well, first of all, I'm a political science major. And there's a lot of jobs you can do as a political science major, and one of them is journalism. And I've always thought that that's the route I was going to go, not necessarily to do pieces of raw reporting, but the people I looked up to who written political pieces were all in people think like the Wall Street Journal or even sometimes the New York Times and such. So I just thought that this would be a great way to kind of get me through the door and say, hey, I have some experience in journalism and in making an opinion piece and such. So that's why I went the journalist route.
And then what have you learned working with the Broadside about journalism?
So I think the one thing I did learn through this process is you're always your worst critic, you know. and as much as you know you think is probably not to your standards, I think it is don't be too hard on yourself, you know. I think that is a takeaway I've come to learn. And to try and be more confident in what you're writing. And so I think that is the one thing that I've taken from working here at the Broadside. And it's something I hope that people learn from, because you know, self-confidence is kind of a must in journalism. And you can do that through, you know, working here at the Broadside.
And then you want to go into journalism as a future career potentially?
Yeah. Definitely. I like the experience at the Broadside. And definitely this Broadside experience has helped me think about my future as far as what I want to do next. Not necessarily working maybe for a newspaper, but I would love to work on the magazine side and publish my own magazine. But that's probably something for later. But that's what I hope so.
Do you have any dreams or goals of yours? Like, do you want to work, I don't know, like the Oregonian or something like that? Do you have any like goals or dreams?
So, I mean, yeah, I do. Mainly, you know, for me at least, I would love to have a piece in, let's say, the Wall Street Journal or something like that. Or, you know, and not necessarily like a piece of reporting, although that's important, and I do it, and I think it's one of the most important aspects of journalism. I kind of have my own interest leaning towards the political realm, so writing stuff in a political nature would be great. That's just one of them, you know. Like I said, starting up a magazine and doing that. And actually doing a print one, not necessarily online. I think that will be an interesting process. Those are just some of my, you know, hopes and dreams.
And then how do you, first of all, I'm very tired today because I went skiing and I hit my head a little hard. But okay, let's see. Did I ask you this question? How do you come up with story ideas? And then, how do you come up with story ideas? Like, just
you didn't ask me that, and it's a good question because for me at least, if I find something interesting, especially that has to do with the college, I kind of go with it. So for instance, the recent example was Sean Rule. I knew that this will probably be a good story to talk about because it deals with CCC students who have trouble with math, and here we are, we have this professor who's really good at what he does and helps people out with their math anxiety. So I just went for it, and I think that's just one of the ways, you know, I've come up with ideas. And I find that many of our the many people that what's the right word, and then I find many of our interviewers or interviewees are willing to talk, And so it's really helpful in that respect too.
So you talked about the NFL player that works for the college. Is there any other stories that you've enjoyed and found interesting?
Yeah, I mean, so I think my favorite piece at the Broadside that I've done was talking about theaters in the time in COVID-19. I am what you call a cinephile. I love going and watching old movies and new movies and I enjoy it. And I love going to the theater. I don't like going to a theater when there's a lot of people, but I do like and enjoy the theater. And so it's very disappointing to see that our theaters are closed, you know, and there's nothing like going and seeing, for instance, a Ford versus Ferrari or a Terrence Malick movie or a Zack Snyder movie in a theater. I mean, especially someone like Zack Snyder, who has this aesthetic that is great with, you know, the lighting, the colors, the slow-mo action. I mean, it's perfect for a theater type setting. So, you know, I enjoy talking to one of our COCC professors of film art and talking about, you know, movies and how this hurts the COVID, how this hurts our theaters due to COVID-19 and such. And also talking about how this affects things going forward. How do the movie industry do certain things differently? I think you probably heard that Warner Brothers is going to start putting their movies on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You know, that changes a lot of things and changes the way we think about movies and content and all that stuff. So it's one of the best pieces I've done that I like. And of course it's not just one thing, but I think that one I really enjoy doing because it's about a industry that I love.
And then how's your mindset changed from like your first article to like your most recent article, or like your most recent article? Like, how has your experience changed and how have you improved and just changed? Because I assume, yeah, you're always improving. So,
You're always improving. I mean, so, you know, I think from the biggest difference from the first article I did to now is I really didn't know how to write a article of a journalistic reporter type article. And due to Mike Smith, who is our journalist instructor, and Teresa Risto, both of them really helped me as far as how to actually a template of how to write this, how to write it. And so that was a great help. And then to also, as time went on, to work on my own self-confidence in my writing, that makes all the difference in the world. So I think from my first one to now, those are the two main things that really helped me so far.
Okay, well, thank you, Seth, for coming on the podcast this week.
Thanks, Shane. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you can check out his article, his most recent article, A Different Approach to Math with Professor Sean Rule, on the Broadside website. And that's the Broadside podcast for this week. Thank you for listening in, and hope to see you next week for a very new Broadside podcast.